At dawn, as they both stared up at the overhead television monitor from Nasheed's entertainment pit, the screen displayed a close-up of the smoke still rising from a hole blasted out across three floors in the side of the new dynamic tower. Panic had replaced fury and chagrin as the reported body count stood at 7, although judging by the public flight away from the city center, a tourist might have guessed 700. When a news anchor claimed one of the damaged floors was still turning, David confirmed the assertion from the window, utilizing the tripod-mounted refractor still positioned there. Only a thin wisp of gray vapor still rose from the Burj Khalifa, he saw, but the dynamic tower was partly obscured by it, and any residents within 2 miles of the building were either on the move, stuck in traffic, or long gone. Sure enough, the Pentagon's disavowing any complicity, Doug announced after flipping through channels with his handheld remote. President is due for a comment shortly, once the CIA has prepped him. David noticed that a beer had somehow magically sprouted from Doug's free hand.